It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning and happy December to you.
Hey, you know what? I was at a function last night and Ric Flair's name came up.
Hey, give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo! That's what they did.
My man Zion Hill was, and of course I had heard of that before, but I forget what game it was. And Zion said, "Coach, can I do the break? You know, when we leave the locker room." And he did the two claps and a Ric Flair, and it just, you know, a new little tradition was born. I don't know if they're still doing it. But it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Just,
the two guys doing it were a lot younger than me.
The Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour. Styling, smiling, profiling.
And that's Mr. Hugh Andre's man, huh?
I pay more money on shoes.
But isn't it?
That's Hugh's guy.
Okay.
When I say it's Hugh's guy, that's an understatement. But, you know, Hugh wanted me to address this on Monday, and I forgot about it.
Okay.
So, Hugh, I apologize. He wanted to know why Ohio State gets away with being called the Ohio State. And it just goes to show you, well, first of all, that they're only called that by the Ohio State people.
Yeah, the alums, yeah, and fans.
But it goes to show you that if you push a narrative hard enough, and I'm gonna switch it in a totally different direction. The official name of Louisiana Raging Cajuns is not the Louisiana Raging Cajuns.
That's right.
It's UL of Lafayette.
That is correct.
All right, now, Cajuns fans, please don't get upset with me, because I love that Dr. Maggard, everybody, they pushed the narrative.
Yeah, they did.
The day that ESPN put Louisiana up there, we became Louisiana.
Pretty much.
It stuck. And so, if you got to live with it, you know, some of the Ohio States, you got to live with just the major coup that was getting ESPN to call UL Louisiana.
Well, Jay Walker really pushed that early when they finally became.
Well,
if you constantly
refer to yourself,
yeah,
you know, it's something.
And they used it as just a moniker, you know, Louisiana, just like Carolina says, instead of North or South, they say Carolina.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know, George Costanza, he tried. He tried to change his name to T-Bone. He wanted to be called T-Bone. He wanted to be called T-Bone, and he brought the T-Bones to work, and he did everything. He was eating T-Bones, but his boss ended up calling him Coco the Monkey.
Didn't the Ventures play that song, T-Bone, I think? The Ventures, yeah, back in the day. No matter what it takes or whatever.
But no, if you push that narrative enough, so yeah. It aggravates so many SEC fans I know, because we all hate Ohio State. I'm going to talk about that further. It's a phenomenon what's going on with Michigan right now. But yet when you're watching Monday Night Football or whatever, and the guys come up, first of all, I get really ticked off when these guys say Evan Johnson, Dufrock Elementary.
Yeah.
You know,
I know,
man, be respectful. Just first of all, you're selling your university. If anything, give your high school.
Yeah, reason they got.
Or they'll say swag you or something.
Yeah, right.
You know, but when they come out and say the Ohio State University, yeah, it does. It's
aggravating.
They
say it too.
Oh, absolutely they do. And there's so many Ohio State players in the NFL, so many of them on the Saints roster. But there's kind of a mini phenomena going on right now, because in the South, I think that you can throw a bunch of us in a bucket. If you're an SEC fan, you just don't like Michigan and you don't like Ohio State. All right.
Yeah, northern teams.
You just don't. You just don't. It's just, look, nothing personal. It's just, you just don't. You raise, just like we don't like USC, you know, you don't like those people. I don't think, can you say those people anymore?
You just did. Twice.
Those people.
That's right.
But Michigan right now is getting so much love and juice from across the country, because it's kind of like they knocked down the mighty empire.
That's right.
Of the North.
Darth Vader went down.
Yeah. Just like, do you know how many people are going to be rooting for Georgia? First of all, Georgia's in.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, think about how many people, first of all, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show, about Bama needs to lose to make things interesting for the CFP. They need to lose. They need to lose. And look, I'm not a Bama hater because I'm sorry I like Nick Saban. I got to know the man in the early 2000s. I respect him to no end, and that makes me not an Alabama fan by any stretch, but I'm not an Alabama hater.
But, you know, he's getting to the point in his life he could be slipping a little bit, and it might be showing now.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you.
I see his team not being as good, but I just think it's because up front on offense they're just bad.
True.
You know, they just got problems up front.
But look at the changes in his staff constantly.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, but he's dealt with it so well.
Oh, he has. I'm not denying that. Yeah. But it's getting a little narrow.
But just remember what you're saying. You're talking about a team that's 11-1.
Yeah.
And about a man slipping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Bear Bryant like, slipped.
You know, that's like saying Tiger Woods. You know, and of course not the now Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, he's won 7 straight. Oh, he came out second the last 2 weeks.
No, I'm not throwing it like that, though. But you're right. Look at the close games. And
yeah, everything's relative.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's relative.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nothing lasts forever.
No, you are correct. You are correct. But back to Michigan. You know, Harbaugh, he's got this real feel-good story out there right now that he donated his bonus from, I think, winning the
Big – well, he hadn't won the Big Ten yet.
No, but he won the – it's the East or the West that he won.
Yeah, he won the East.
Probably. Yeah, so he won the East. Yes, Michigan's further east than Wisconsin and all
that.
Correct. So they win the East, and what he did, he took his bonus money and divvied it up between a lot of the support staff who were cut during COVID.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, classy.
Yeah, and so he real classy because, look, Jim Harbaugh is not a likable guy. If you're not a Michigan guy, he is a very difficult guy to like.
But his brother's not like that.
No doubt. They are two totally different people.
They are.
No, completely different people.
He reminds me a lot of Woody Hayes,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
I'll say, you know, his brothers, you know, my brother Joey, you got to work hard. You cannot not like my brother Joey, you know, but – you can figure out reasons to not like me.
Well, we're on the air right now.
You know, there's people out there, you know, because
sure.
I'm more out there, and I'm just gonna state my opinion. I'm gonna throw it out there, like it or not. I don't care. Okay, and that's just part of who I am. That's part of who Joyce and Roy made and God made and all that stuff. But you know, but so brothers can be, they can be that. And look, and I'm not closer to any member of my family than Joey. You know, I mean,
yeah, you talk about him all the time.
I mean, we're boys. I mean, when I say love him like a brother, no, I love him more like a friend. You know, that, you know, is much as a brother. Exactly. And but again, just different people. And I see the Harbaugh brothers like that. You've got the NFL version. He's just not a controversial guy.
And he wears those glasses, you know.
Well, you got to see, man.
Well, he put contacts in. Yeah. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah, he might have astigmatism.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I don't know his ophthalmologist, so.
But anyway, just it's fun to look at all this stuff right now. And like I said, with Michigan, I'm saying I'm rooting for Michigan to get into the college football playoff. I am, and we'll talk about that a little while later. We're basically time for a break. So we're going to come back. We never did really get into the NFL roundup, so we're. Yesterday, because of all the callers, which I welcomed, because there was so much to talk about yesterday, of course, with Brian Kelly, which we'll continue to talk about. But we're going to get into a quick – we'll go through the NFL and how it looked in my rankings for the week. And we definitely need to get into the college football playoff situation. Of course, the rankings were laid out last night. Nothing really – there was one semi-surprising move with a shuffle at 5 and 6, which is huge right now. Being number 5 is way better than being number 6.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll talk about that when we come back right here at the new Kane 107.5 FM.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, Swampland Revival. The Cajun Company Band on Saturday. And Sunday, it's the Bad Boys. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports and no bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
What does Arsenault Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsenault Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsenault Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The summer heat has faded away, but we're far from having comfortable weather. Let Harris Heating and Cooling keep you comfortable during the winter weather roller coaster. They offer free estimates on complete systems and interest-free financing for replacements. They're available 7 days a week to service your heater or AC. Having trouble with a natural gas fireplace? Harris services those too. From wearing a coat on Monday to wearing shorts on Friday, you'll always be comfortable with Harris. Call 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we'll get off of college football a little bit. We'll come back. Excuse me. NFL. The NFL had an unusual amount of winners playing winners this week. As a matter of fact, it was reported on ESPN that, gosh, it was the most winning teams playing each other in like 7 years.
Really?
And you can tell because a lot of losers played losers and winners played winners.
Okay.
Which made it an interesting week. And the NFL has become such a crapshoot right now, which we'll talk about in a minute as far as where I'm ranking these teams. But let's just go over the quick. Yeah, the Bears eke out the Lions. And that was on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yes, that was on Thanksgiving. You know, Andy Dalton, look, nobody is going to sit there and just, you know, want to fall in love with Andy Dalton as a quarterback. But I tell you what. It's a good guy to have around.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He can play.
He's a good guy to have around. The Lions, man, they just play close. They play close. They play close. And
they're going to break out one weekend, I'm telling you.
One day!
Well, they won't be 0-16.
What?
No, yeah. 0-17.
Yeah. Well, they got a tie.
Well, they'd be 0-16-1.
Yeah, oh, Lord. The Raiders with a huge win over the Cowboys, of course, on Thanksgiving. And, you know, the Cowboys, that team that still a lot of people think are an elite team in the NFL, and offensively did what they had to do. Dak goes 32 of 47, 375, and two touchdowns, no picks. But Carr on the other side goes 23 of 39 for 373 and one touchdown and no pick. And the Raiders just get it done and the Cowboys don't. Of course, the Cowboys coming to New Orleans tomorrow night. We'll talk more about the Saints later. You know, I would love to have seen the Cowboys win more than lose coming in New Orleans because they're going to feel like their backs are against the wall.
Yeah.
In this one.
Wasn't Ezekiel Elliott out for one or two of those games, too, they lost?
Yes. But
and then they got COVID problems, too.
Yeah, they do. Head coach is out. Yes.
McCarthy's
out. But Zeke, you know, Zeke is he's not – he's important, but he's not crazy important to the Cowboys.
Well, because he got a counteract with Pollard.
Exactly. And they do have Armani Cooper back this week,
which is
not good for
them.
And
I think Lamb, too.
Yeah. So when they're at full strength on offense, because they've got Schultz at tight end. I know nothing.
That's right.
You know who my favorite tight end of all time is?
Far away.
And he's deceased now. He died young.
Really?
A young man by the name of Lutzenkirchen.
Really?
Do you remember Lutzenkirchen?
Uh-huh.
Played for Auburn.
Yes.
He was a tight end. I just love the name.
Yeah, had a neat name. My favorite.
Every time he'd catch a ball, Lutzenkirchen.
Was Christensen. That was my favorite tight end from the Raiders.
The Raiders. I'm not an Auburn fan. I would have, but I just, the name Lutzenkirchen. I just love the name. And look, I grew up a Hogan's Heroes fan. I could do my Colonel Klink and Schultz impressions when I was 8, 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're sitting there in class, and I always wanted to do it, but I never had the cojones to do it for a teacher to say, Mr. Indes, would you please answer number 3? I know nothing. I see nothing.
Too bad they didn't have a German class.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The Bengals. Look, the Bengals spank the Steelers for the second time.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, spank them. And I'm going to talk. There's something about Mike Tomlin that came out that I want to talk about. I love Mike Tomlin, by the way. I love the guy. But his football team is struggling. And the problem that they have is Ben Roethlisberger, he just doesn't have it anymore, especially when they don't have anybody up front taking care of him because he can't move. When I say the guy can't move, I mean, I don't know if there's a more immobile quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, you might be right.
The dude cannot move.
And that's the way of the future, it seems like, right?
You know, I even look back to Dan Marino, who I was he's my all-time favorite. Dan, even in his later years, he still had that quick twitch, step up in the pocket, that Ben doesn't even have that anymore.
He had quick feet.
Yeah.
People
didn't realize that about Marino. He couldn't run out of sight in eight days.
Drew Brees was the same way.
Yes, but that quick twitch, step up, okay, feel it, move it, shuffle, get it away. But Ben doesn't even have that anymore. It's hard to watch. But the Bengals, I just love that Joe Burrow now, he's got Joe Mixon in the backfield rushing for 165 yards. So even when, look, a very pedestrian performance. Now, 20 of 24, that's pretty solid. But 190, a touchdown and a pick. But look, when you got a runner doing that, you got a defense playing ball, that is a recipe for winning football games.
Pretty much.
So, fired up about the Bengals.
What did they beat them? 37?
41-10.
41-10. I didn't think they scored 10.
My Finns, another one of my teams, been pulling for them since a kid. 33-10, fifth straight win over Cam Newton and the Panthers. Cam goes 5 of 21 for 92 yards, no touchdowns, two picks. He's relieved by Walker, who comes and goes 5 for 10, 87. The Panthers are just bad on offense.
And Patrick Surtain had two pick sixes in that game.
Tua goes 27 of 31 for 230, one touchdown, no picks. Are the Dolphins a playoff team? I don't know, but Brian Flores is saving his job.
Pretty much.
For darn sure. And Tua, there was a lot of talk about Miami looking for another quarterback, and he's solidifying himself. And is it Riddle that's with him? I know he's got
Waddle.
Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking Ridley or and Waddle.
No, Ridley's with Atlanta, and he's hurt. I think he's out for the year.
Exactly.
But Waddle.
You've got so many of those Miami. Alabama receivers out there. Of course, you got the Riggs for that was in the horrific accident.
Yeah.
Well, he caused an accident.
Cooper.
Yeah, you got Cooper. Yeah, you go on and on. They've got dudes all over the place.
They can all run, too.
Oh, yeah. LSU's got some, too, but I don't think they've got as many as Alabama.
I don't think so.
Patriots, are they the best team in football right now? Could be. 36-13 over the Titans. I watched that game. I'm talking running, throwing. Mac Jones, 23 of 32, 310 yards and two touchdowns. And it was the most quiet 23 of 32 for 310 you've ever seen. He just methodical. A lot of yak in that game.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of yards after catch.
Okay.
Tannehill, 11 of 21, 93 yards, 1-1. He needs a running attack behind him, and they lost the big guy.
And, you know, the big guy I saw this morning, he hadn't played in the last four games. He's still second in the NFL in rushing.
Look, Derrick Henry's a freak. There's not many running backs that are difference makers anymore in the NFL, but he's one. He's a huge difference maker. The Giants, man, the Giants still have a pulse. You know, when you're in that division, you always feel like you got a chance, especially with the Cowboys not doing what they're supposed to do, because everybody's all – it's that mediocre division.
It's a general manager they need to get rid of, the Cowboys.
So the Giants, Daniel Jones, 17 of 30, 202 yards, one touchdown, no picks, which is huge for Daniel Jones. And they beat Philadelphia. You know, Hurts only throws for 129 yards with three picks. Rushes for 77 yards, but three picks. Can't do that. Broncos, the team I love to always hate on. They beat the Colts 38-31. I don't know how that happens. But evidently the Broncos, I've underestimated those guys. Teddy B, I don't want to hate on Teddy B.
He's played pretty well when he plays.
He has. Been hurt, been banged up. I'm sorry, the Bucs beat the Colts. The Broncos beat the Chargers. Please excuse me. Yeah. The Bucs beat the Colts 38-31.
I didn't catch that. You're right.
Okay. Now, the Colts, getting hammered a bunch for just not getting the ball often enough to their great runner.
Jefferson.
Yes. No. Runner for the Colts. Five touchdowns the week before.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Johnson.
No.
That's over to Jay? I'm going to try.
You're 0-2. Maybe Jeff can figure it out. The runner for the Colts, Jeff. He's thinking.
He's looking.
Yeah, he's looking. I hate it when I do that. I brain freeze all the time on this. And he's right now with Derrick Henry out, he's the best runner in the NFL.
Right.
But Tom Brady goes 25 of 34, 226, 1-1. Leonard Fournette, 17 for 100. Three rushing touchdowns, one receiving touchdown. Carson Wentz has Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor, thank you. Wentz goes 27 of 44 for 306. Three scores, but two picks and two big ones. I still think the Colts, to me, are without a doubt the best 6-6 team in the NFL. They're the best 500 team in the NFL. Frank Reich's got that team playing well. Again, as I screwed up before, as the Broncos beat the Chargers. And boy, Justin Herbert, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of the year, I'm watching them on Monday night or Thursday night or Sunday night. I get those mixed up. It was one of those marquee games. And I believe it was Greasy, which would have made it Monday night, right?
Correct. Yeah, Greasy's Monday night.
And talking about this is a future Hall of Famer. And look, he still may be. But, boy, he's come down to earth big time as this season has gone on.
Yes. But it seemed like he's got Waller out. Waller plays with
Oakland.
But he's got
Vegas.
He's got a couple receivers that are out right now.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
And
no
they're
doubt.
Hurting too.
Teddy B goes 11 of 18 for 129, is relieved by Drew Lock, 4 of 7 for 26 and a pick against him. But Herbert throws for 303 but has two picks, two touchdowns, two picks.
Okay.
The Packers keep doing what the Packers do. Lost the heartbreaker to the Vikings, which, eventually that happens. Vikings, good football team. They beat the Rams 36-28. The Rams are in a free fall right now. Stafford throws one pick. Stafford looked a little better. OBJ had a good game. Five receptions, and he had a long touchdown pass. But just Aaron Rodgers, 28 of 45, 307, two touchdowns. Just tough to beat. I love the 49ers. I hate the 49ers, but I love what they're doing. Elijah Mitchell, 27 carries, 133 yards. They will just run the ball at you over and over. Garoppolo, 17 of 26, 230, takes care of it, only throws one pick. And the Vikings, who were a hot football team, but when you keep the ball out of Kirk Cousins' hands all night long, and he ends up only throwing for, you know, he throws for less than 300, which the Vikings, especially with Dalvin Cook out.
Well, I want to tell you, Cousins lined up under his guard.
Yes. And look.
He must have had a bad night.
No, let me tell you something. Anybody out there, if you've played quarterback, if you're telling me you never lined up under the guard, you're a lying so-and-so. Because I'm telling you, I did it more in practice than I did it. And what's funny is.
You didn't recognize it derriere?
No. Look, what it is, if you're looking at the defense, you're doing what coach wants you to
do. I understand.
You're out there and you're scanning the defense. You're seeing what's going on. And then what's funny about it is. Now, in the shotgun, of course, nobody knows. That's what's messed up. Uh-huh. Okay, now the running back will fix you.
Sure.
Now, if you're in empty, you're in trouble, pal.
You're right.
You're in trouble. Okay? But the funny thing, and look, if you're a quarterback out there, or if you're a former guard and it happened to you, a center, you just get used to a man's hands being near your private parts.
Yeah.
It's just part of the deal.
Sure.
Okay? Me and Phil Streva, we have been intimate with each other for a long time.
This is on the air.
He was my center. The top of my right hand, okay,
right.
Pressed against his
derriere.
Yeah. Or even, you know, no.
Derriere. Let's just stick
further down. I'm telling you, it's where the knuckle goes and everything.
This could be a child show, man.
And so, but it's just part of the deal. When you're a guard and you've never played center before, and all of a sudden that guard feels your hand going up under, they jump. When I say they jump.
Yeah, they got a little boogie with them.
They jump, man.
But Cousins did line up, on, yeah. And his running back, whoa, yeah. Come on over.
I'm just telling you, it happens.
I saw that the other night, man. I said, whoa.
It does happen. But Elijah Mitchell, again, if he could just stay healthy, when he plays, man, he's putting up some numbers.
He is. And you know,
did you play him this week in fantasy?
You darn right.
I did. Okay, so good for you.
And also, Deebo Samuels is
now he's hurt. He's hurt.
He went out in that game, but he runs the ball a lot. Yes. People don't realize.
No.
He scored on a 20-yard run.
Wide receiver runs are becoming in vogue.
Yes,
in the NFL,
and it's not just the jet sweep.
Yeah, no. They're very, you know, little mini reverses and
the wildcat
and
everything.
Yeah, and tosses that they'll bring them in what's called orbit motion. So just to teach you a little ball today. So when you're going in cross motion, that's just normal motion. When you're going cross motion across the out motion, in motion,
you find out
all those different
play
things.
Man of zone,
yeah,
too.
But when you send a guy in motion and he takes off deep behind the tailback or behind the quarterback in the shotgun, that's called orbit motion. The Chiefs run a boatload,
especially with Hill,
of orbit motion.
Yeah.
And that's become a big thing and a big way, a different way of getting guys the ball. Ravens 16, Browns 10. Lamar Jackson throws four picks. And there's two schools of thought, and I listen to this a lot with a lot of the so-called experts. And some people look at that Ravens win over the Browns with Lamar Jackson throwing four picks as, man, the Ravens just can't get it done. You can't trust Lamar Jackson. He's eventually just going to kill you. But then you've got the other school of thought. They can win games against quality teams. Because I'm sorry, even the Browns are struggling. They're still a quality football team.
But four turnovers, you still beat them?
You turn it over four times. You throw four picks and you still win. That's when you say, well, maybe you're really good. You know, it's scary. I just tell you, the Ravens are not a team you ever want to draw in the playoffs. You just don't. I don't care where they are.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to deal with Lamar Jackson. You don't have to deal with that dude. And then Seattle just can't find a way to win. They lose to the Skins, the football team Skins.
But Wilson just looks like out of sync, man. He just
And again, he's a guy doesn't have a lot of guys to go to. But he doesn't throw any picks, 20 of 31, 247, and two touchdowns. So it's not like he has a horrible game. Heinicke, I thought I was going to have a huge game from him to win my fantasy. I didn't because he had a very average performance, threw for 223, 1-1.
But they're not getting the ball to Metcalf.
Yeah.
He had one catch Monday night.
I just don't – he's a stiff guy. I just don't think – I think he's a guy that needs other guys.
He looks
he's
a lot like –
he's a fast guy. He can stretch out the defense. But I don't think he's that great of a route runner. He's a little too big.
He is big.
And he just doesn't have the wiggle. And I see him as a complimentary guy. You need another guy on the other side that's going to make Metcalf draw one-on-one coverage, and he's your ex out there that when you just want to go deep and a guy – I call him, those guys, they're comeback guys and deep guys. So they're going to beat you with nine routes, but when you really start running people off, you're going to stick your foot in the ground at 15 yards and turn around. You're going to hit him in the face with the ball and a comeback.
He's a big Michael. He's a big Michael. What's our Saint player who hadn't played? Michael
Thomas.
Thomas with speed.
Yes. Yeah. With speed though. Yeah. But Michael Thomas is a route runner. Michael
True.
Thomas
yes,
is a flat
can,
out route runner.
He can run around.
Yeah. And I just don't see DK Metcalf as that again. And it's not. Oh, does he not work hard enough? This. No. It's his frame. He's almost a tight end. You know, he's just a different frame of a guy. A guy like Deontay Harris can come out of a break way easier. It's called inertia, physics.
That's right.
There's a whole lot of things.
Right.
You know, we could get Sir Isaac Newton in here. We can talk gravity and all the different forces that are working. Centripetal and centrifugal force and all these good
things.
Right.
That's right.
You know, every now and then I got to throw those words in.
I remember my brother Roy teaching me physics. To me, this is simple. We go, I guess so.
Brother Melvin Pelton. I didn't have him for algebra. Thank God I had Doc Voorhees. But I remember him telling the other class. It was funny, a Catholic guy back in the day. There was the smart, there was the honors class, the middle class, and the sweat hogs. And we called it. I mean, we had three groups that we grew up with all the time.
We just had two.
I mean,
groups.
We were stuck. It was three different classes, and the middle group had Brother Melton, and he would say, "Algebra is like a ship." But then he wouldn't finish his analogy or his simile.
He'd go off on a
because I think simile. Yeah, which you compare something using like or as. So, yeah, so it's a simile.
Yeah.
And algebra is like a ship. But then he just would move on.
I had him for math.
Why is it like a ship?
Yeah.
That man had a pair of forearms on him, dude.
Yeah. But Brother Melvin, I think he's still around, too.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I doubt that.
He was pretty young when he
taught us. Dude, he's got to be 100 years old.
He was pretty young when he
taught us. Yeah, but you're old.
Well, it's true. This is true.
Man, but I will say, in your 1970 class reunion picture the other day.
Yes.
You did look like one of the younger ones.
I probably am.
I mean, you know,
later
I'm just telling
you.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't matter. I'm the second to youngest one in the class of 84 of Catholic High.
Okay.
But look, we're still all the same age.
Well, true.
You know.
Yeah. But you know, it's a difference when you're in the first and second, third grade because that 10-month gap or whatever is a big deal.
Yeah. Yep. And I was a baby in our class.
Anyway, but cool.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to get moving, talk about the college football playoff, and then another few things. I love it when I find one of these pet peeves, these coddled players when they come out and make these statements, and I love it even more when a coach comes out and puts them in their place. We'll talk about that. I have fun with things like that, amongst other things. And we're going to be back right here after a word from our wonderful sponsors here at 107.5, the New Cane.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
The summer heat has faded away, but we're far from having comfortable weather. Let Harris Heating and Cooling keep you comfortable during the winter weather roller coaster. They offer free estimates on complete systems and interest-free financing for replacements. They're available 7 days a week to service your heater or AC. Having trouble with a natural gas fireplace? Harris services those too. From wearing a coat on Monday to wearing shorts on Friday, you'll always be comfortable with Harris. Call 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, Swampland Revival. The Cajun Company Band on Saturday. And Sunday, it's the Bad Boys. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports and no bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back. College football playoff. And this could be so simple, or it could be very complicated. When you're looking at the ultimate simplicity, the ultimate would be Bama beats Georgia.
Poor.
And I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either, but it could. As long as they show up, it could.
Absolutely. Because Bama knows that this is a playoff game for Bama.
Absolutely.
It's a playoff game. I mean, I'm sorry. They're not getting in if they lose.
I agree with you.
Overtime, whatever, they're not getting in. So, if Bama would beat Georgia, that means Bama and Georgia are both in. Michigan beats Iowa, and Cincy beats Houston. I mean, the top four right now don't move.
I agree with that.
I'm sorry. The Big 12 will bellyache if Oklahoma State beats Baylor, saying a Big 12 champion with one loss should get in before a Cincy with no losses, but it's not going
to
happen.
But if Houston beats Cincy, that opens the door to Notre Dame, too, I think.
Oh no, yeah. Well, yeah. No, now we got serious scenarios after that, because when you look at it, everybody wants, well, I guess it really doesn't matter. Michigan, let's face it, Michigan and Cincinnati, they control their own destiny. Actually,
Alabama.
When you look at it, really, all four top teams, they all, even though two of them play each other, they all control their own destiny.
Yeah.
Georgia's already got it controlled regardless.
I think so.
Michigan wins their end. Bama wins their end. Cincy wins their end. So they all control, which that makes sense. I mean, it just goes without saying. They control their own destiny.
But the one most likely to lose is Bama.
Is Bama. So the second they lose, now you just go down. There was a big move. Oklahoma State passed Notre Dame.
Okay.
Now I'm going to tell you, Brian Kelly.
That's it. That's a brother.
Brian Kelly his reputation in South Bend will be tarnished forever.
Yeah, there will be disappointment up there.
But just because of the and deservedly so, it's arguable. It was admitted by the college football playoff head dude, okay, commissioner, I don't know what you want to call him, that it can be part of the conversation whether a team gets in or not, missing a coach. That can be part of their
good
decision.
Point. Good point, yeah.
Which, you know, that's got to tick off some Notre Dame fans. So, Brian Kelly, I guarantee you, he is, and as much as you love those kids, he's worried about his legacy more. And you're hoping that it's cut and dry that Notre Dame doesn't get in that thing.
This is true.
I'm telling you. But there is craziness that could happen. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bama loses. Don't tell me Michigan can't lose to Iowa. Don't tell me Cincinnati can't lose to Houston.
Well, I think Cincinnati could lose. Houston's 11-1.
And then what occurs is it bad to lose later more? Can it, you know, so if Oklahoma State, a one-loss Oklahoma State team, if any of those teams lose, they're in.
I think so, too.
If they beat Baylor.
Yeah, they got to be. And Baylor's not bad either. They're 9-2.
Well, of course not.
Two.
They're 10-2.
Yeah.
But let's say they lose as well. Well, now Notre Dame's going to get in. Now you got to start talking about, okay, Ohio State with two losses. What's the difference between them and Michigan? Oh, well, okay, Michigan beat them. But then when you compare this and that, and then all of a sudden, well, Bama, their SEC two loss.
Yeah, we're back to Slippery Rock.
Oh, man. I mean, that's something that – and look, you go back to Ole Miss at two losses. That's a two-loss SEC team.
Oh, yeah.
If Baylor does beat Oklahoma State, now they're the Big 12 champion with two losses.
That's right.
The second they have to start looking at two-loss teams, oh, my goodness. It's going to
– Well, that's when we start talking 8-12 and 16 teams.
And that's where a lot of people, they want that to happen because I think the 8 team is coming. I think it's on the horizon. I think the only reason that it's not going to happen next year is because of conference realignment, and they just don't know how to handle. How do you handle the Big 12 without Oklahoma, even though Oklahoma and Texas didn't play a part of it this year?
All right.
But how do you handle a conference that's considered a Power 5 that you really don't think is a Power 5?
Right.
You know?
It's true.
So I don't know.
Television's going to drive it, I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. But if some of these teams, if you get multiple losses with these teams up top, and look, don't think right now that Houston, well, what a feather in their cap.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to knock off Cincinnati. Yeah. And of course, Houston, I mean, this is the hierarchy of the G5s. Yeah. The Cajuns, they're up there, and they're pushing the envelope. I still think that the Cajuns are going to have to get to the point where they're not beating the ULMs of this world by 5 points. But you know, Cincinnati has had some ugly wins as well. But it wasn't to the ULMs. It's the different folks.
Yeah.
But I believe that the Cajuns right now, I love it. Look, I've been rooting against UTSA. They got beat. I want the Cajuns to beat
by Texas State.
Somebody
like that, huh?
North Texas. I want the Cajuns to be as highly ranked relative to other G5 teams as possible. You can use that in recruiting. Doesn't look like they will. If Houston loses, I'm not sure where Houston's ranked right now. The Cajuns,
they're in the teens.
Yeah. If Houston loses, again, I would love to see the Cajuns jump ahead of them and be the second highest when it's all said and done, the second highest rated group of five team. I think when you're in the group of five, you take those little wins, those things, and I think that's of great importance to put it on your resume.
Yeah.
You know, being ahead of San Diego State, being ahead of a lot of these teams. The Cajuns, they have been in the AP Top 25 on and off all year long.
Yes.
Here and there, but they finally got into the college football playoff rankings for the first time in the history of the school. Yes.
We're
at 24, I believe.
Okay.
Yes. And of course, yes. That to me is more significant because it takes in more subjective things.
True.
So, Cajuns talking about possible bowl game with LSU in the New Orleans Bowl.
I hate to say this. I don't think LSU would go.
Oh, no, they will.
I don't know. A lot of pride there.
They can't not go.
A lot of pride there.
You can't back off.
Hey.
They can't not go.
They didn't play in a bowl game last year, and they could have.
Yeah, but that was different. That was different circumstances. Oh, that was COVID. Last year, didn't they? They ended up with a losing season last year.
No, they were 6-6 last year.
What was it?
Oh, 5-5. They only played five. Yeah, they beat Ole Miss in Florida and Ole Miss. They ended up 5-5.
Yeah. But
you got to go a long way.
I know a lot of Cajuns fans. They feel like we deserve a better opponent than that. I don't know.
We deserve a better opponent than LSU.
Yeah, but you know, look.
All right, I'm just being facetious, but yeah,
I'm with you. But my deal is that if I'm, you know. If I'm coaching for the Cajuns, I want a piece of what an opportunity for the program to sit there and say, yeah, okay, 6-6, whatever, but still, it's a team that just beat A&M,
yeah,
all right, that beat Florida, all right, and go and punch them in the mouth.
True,
you know, yeah, get to the point where you can tell a recruit we beat those guys.
Yeah, that's important.
It's arguable who's the best program in the state. Now, yeah, we all know how that typically is going to play out, especially with Brian Kelly coming in.
Yeah.
But still, why not? Why not?
True.
Why not?
1 year you can brag.
Yeah. Why the heck not? I if I'm Cajuns, let's go punch them in the mouth. I guarantee you. You know, I'd always pull for the Cajuns against LSU. I just would, especially when I've got three players there. I'm a graduate of UL. Now, again, my background, I started going to LSU games when I was 6 years old. Okay, so I grew up an LSU fan. The main reason I went to UL was just to help my parents out. I knew that just it was more of a financial stretch.
No, it's 70-hour, 80-hour.
Yeah, you know, it was a financial stretch. I really wanted to go to LSU, and I ended up saying, okay, I'll go right there to Lafayette. And I enjoyed every minute of the 8 years of college. No, 5.5 years.
Okay, John Belushi.
5.5 years of college. he's talking about match the bowl game in Waterboy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a mighty fine H2O. What was the mud bowl? What was the
mud bowl?
Yeah. I don't forget the name of the.
And the one you couldn't understand.
Oh, they were him.
And Vicky.
So, hey, I wouldn't. I'd love to see the Cajuns and the Tigers hook up
in a bowl game. Wow,
love to see it. Well, New Orleans would be nuts.
Oh God, yeah. Well, the restaurants and the bars would love it.
It would be nuts. That'd be some fun stuff. All right, we're gonna finish up. We're gonna come back. Remember, we got some coaching jobs open. Cajuns, man. I got a name that's being floated everywhere. I would love to see this guy back in Lafayette. Talk a little Saints. Talk about the Redskins got a new kicker.
They found one. Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say who it is, though, until we come back right here.
All right.
The new Kane, 107.5.
What does Arsenault Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsenault Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsenault Ford.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back to the new Kane 107.5 FM. Last segment, if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 367-1240. Always welcome. Coaching jobs, of course, you've got Oklahoma and Notre Dame open. Early odds are that Notre Dame would hire their defensive coordinator as head coach. That may happen, may not. I know Tiger fans don't want that to happen because yeah. Tiger fans feel like that if he doesn't get that position, that he'll end up being the defensive coordinator for LSU, and which Freeman, he's the guy that O went after last year and didn't get.
Right, and Fickell looks like he might be in line for the Notre Dame job from Cincinnati. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the top two guys. The top guy, as far as odds right now, are the DC and Fickell's second. See how that goes. Oklahoma, a lot of talk about Arizona's coach. Kirk, is Klingsbury?
Clint. He played it through at Texas Tech.
Correct.
But he's at
Arizona.
Yes. Yeah, I would think of college.
Just talk about him and – and then I'm like, why? He's coaching one of the best teams in the NFL, but then I'm seeing that they're not giving him a contract. He wants a contract extension, and they haven't offered it to him. So that's a weird deal.
Yeah, the Bidwell family. I don't know if they still own that team or not.
Yeah. But more importantly, the Cajuns. Cajuns looking for a coach. Jay Johnson was the offensive coordinator for Mark Hudspeth for several years. I got to know Jay very well. He recruited the Acadiana area. When I say he's as Midwestern talking guy as there is.
Right.
But of course that's nothing against the guy. I used to love to pick on him.
Where is he now?
He's the offensive coordinator at Michigan State.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
This guy's got some juice.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy's got some juice. So Jay Johnson, boy. You know, sometimes these Power Five guys, coordinators, they sometimes they just don't want the G5 jobs. But I know that Jay liked the area. He struggled with Hudspeth. He confided in me a bit about, you know, his relationship with old Hud, mm-hmm. Which could be difficult. But, no, I just – when I say right now in college football, it's so important with social media and everything to hire these guys that are great faces, these guys that are great orators, these guys that can recruit, but also guys that just are clean, man. Billy Napier, clean.
Yeah.
And that's Jay Johnson. When I just say, you know, that there's if he's going to get headlines, it's going to be for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because talking about Brian Kelly comes with some – he comes with a little baggage. You know, the guys, okay. He's a fiery dude. They came out with a picture. So one of his personal – Notre Dame's personal photographers, evidently he had held this picture because he never wanted to hurt Brian Kelly.
Okay.
But now that he's left, there's a picture of Kelly flipping the finger.
I did see that.
And evidently it's kind of – it is now offensive coordinator. Or like he's just flipping it in general. But it's Reese, who was his quarterback at the time, that's now his coordinator. And so he is a fiery guy. He got hammered in social media when one of the girls after a game this year said something about execution. He goes, "Oh, we love execution. You know, we might need to execute some of our players after this." And, of course, he's joking.
Sure.
You know, but I'm going to tell you, Brian Kelly's a fiery guy. He's not quite Nick Saban, but he's more in that realm. You know, let's look at the Billy Napier model and the Nick Saban model.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
I'm glad that I can say those in the same breath right now because, yeah, they're both big time, you know, they're in big time programs. And Napier's never, his blood is not going to boil on the sidelines.
Yeah, he remains.
I don't care what happens.
He's in control.
His, but you know what? I would argue that Nick Saban is in control.
Yeah, but that's just his nature.
But it's his nature. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you when I lose control on the sidelines, I was still in control.
Yeah, you're thinking.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking. You know, it's just that. But sometimes to be in control, you got to lose control a little bit, if you know what that means.
You're right.
It's all about your personality.
Some guys wear their emotions on their sleeve, man.
Yeah, you just can't let it build up. You got to get it out and you get moving. You know, it's far better. Then, to me, the worst that there is looking down, you know, you college football fan, whatever. I don't care what level. I don't care if it's peewee level. And you're just looking down at a bunch of coaches that just aren't doing anything, that are just standing there and basically calling a game and watching a game. That's frustrating.
Yeah.
As a fan, to a fan, that's very frustrating.
Yeah, like he's not into the game.
Yes, exactly. And if you do see something like that, they just better be winning. Because then you're like, okay, there's a method to their madness. You can accept it. But if you're not winning, no. Then you're like, I don't see a lot of trying going on.
Yeah, there's no emotion. You're right.
So, Jay Johnson, man, I hope that name – because Brett Pry's gone. That ship has sailed. He's taken the Virginia Tech job. The former Cajuns coach, who I think – I want to say goes back to Bustle.
Okay.
Bustle's time.
Okay.
Yeah. But Brett will take the head coaching job at Virginia Tech, so that ship has sailed. But we'll see as time goes on. I hope this happens sooner than later. Taysom Hill, it was reported that he was the starting quarterback tomorrow, and that is not finalized. Sean Payton said he wanted to see him in yesterday's practice first and see how things went. He does have a foot injury.
Yeah, that's I forget the term, but it's a painful.
Is it plantar fasciitis?
I want to say it is. Yeah. I want to say it is.
When you say that, not that I heard that. I know Gabe Fuselier went through that.
It's
tough.
Oh, it is. I mean, because it's all your weight on that arch. You know.
Yep. No. One of the guttiest performances I've seen was that 51-8 game against Louisville. When they were number one in the state, and Gabe had plantar fasciitis and played through it. I basically was using him as a decoy. But Louisville was out there single covering him, and he finally just came. When the game was still close, he just came to me on the sideline. He said, "Coach, would you throw me the ball?" And I'm like, "Okay." And the game wasn't close much longer.
Yeah.
Just, "Coach, would you throw me the ball?"
But that's a painful injury, man.
Oh, no, it's very painful.
First one I remember having that was Albert Pujols with the Cardinals, and he was in some kind of pain that year.
Yep. So the Cowboys will have Armani Cooper back against the Saints. Alvin Kamara is still – he's questionable. He was limited yesterday in practice. Ingram was full go. So that's good news.
I think one of the tackles, Ramchak's back too. One of the tackles, I think.
He did not practice yesterday.
He didn't, okay.
From what I read, he did not practice yesterday. So he's a wait and see as well. I think he might be doubtful. The Washington football team Redskins.
Mm-hmm. I'll hear you.
Have picked up a doozy. They picked up Brian Johnson as their kicker.
Really? I know that name. Why do I know that name?
The guy from the Saints that couldn't make an extra point.
Yeah.
Man. And you know what? I think a lot of times they think with these kickers, just a change in atmosphere, because kicking is so streaky.
Now he's kicking in the wind, though. He wasn't kicking in the wind in the dome.
I was about to say, ain't no easier kick than in a dome.
That's right. In my fantasy, I always look for kickers in domes.
Man, so giving a guy a shot. So we'll see how that works out for them. Pete Carroll kind of threw Russell Wilson under the bus in an interview.
Yeah, that's not gonna, that relationship's not
me likey.
Yeah,
because even though Russell's struggling a little bit, gosh, if the Saints could get him, I just don't know if the Saints can afford him.
Yeah, well, that and that Seattle's offensive line sucks.
Gosh, dog it, man.
He's running for his life.
If the Saints could get Russell Wilson.
That's a possibility. Or how about the man up in Green Bay? You know, he wants out too, but
yeah.
Do the Saints, how deep's that pocket with the salary cap?
Exactly. And again, do these guys, because Russell Wilson, it would have to be a trade with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think
it would have to be a trade. And
they want the house too.
He does have a no-trade deal in his clause. You know, like
he can pick who he goes to, is what you're saying.
Well, he can veto not going somewhere.
But, you know, he's not going to be in the same division.
Yeah.
Not necessarily conference.
But he would want to go to the Saints, but also, you mortgage the farm to get him, and he's still got nobody to throw to. What do you do?
Yeah, and we don't.
Yeah. But we definitely will take him. Lastly, a young receiver by the name of Chase Claypool. You heard of him? He plays for the Steelers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Plays for the Steelers. He comes out and in an interview and says, "We need music at practice. We get to hear music during warm-ups." And I don't know. I think he's alluding to pregame warm-ups for a game.
Correct.
But look, there are. Mark Hutsmuth was famous for his juice. He called bringing it the juice. When you went to a Cajuns football practice, there was music blaring from the loudspeaker the whole time. I hated it. But, again, I'm not saying I'm open. Hey, you do you. I'm always a you do you guy. Okay? And if it works for you, it works for
you. Sure.
But it has become somewhat popular in some schools that they play music during practice. Hell, you play music during golf now. Just about everybody's got a speaker in their golf cart. And they're
really?
Playing. Oh, yes. It's become the norm.
They'll wear their headphones?
No, it's become the norm for music to be played on the golf course.
Okay.
Now, when you're playing it so loud that the foursome next to you can hear you, on the other fairway, that's a problem.
Sure.
But Chase Claypool, he comes out, we need music at practice. We have it at warm-ups, people are dancing, having fun, we should have it at practice. Whoa. Mike Tomlin. One of my favorite guys of all time.
Man, what a time
a guy that the Rooneys have stuck with through thick and thin, and you know what? It's been great for that organization. Mike Tomlin is a no-nonsense. I think he's a great human being, and he's a great football coach.
We have three coaches in 50-plus years.
So they asked Mike Tomlin, the media, what do you think about Mr. Claypool?
Uh-oh, here we go.
And him nearly demanding, warning that we have music in our football practice. He says, Mr. Claypool, he plays wide out. I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the progression schedule, and I think that the division of labor is appropriate. he just gives this CEO-type answer. Basically, don't bother me with this dummies.
I thought you'd say you need to talk to his agent. He's looking for a job.
Oh, I'll formulate the schedule. I think that the division of labor is appropriate.
Yeah, that's coming from the top. Yeah.
Oh man, you know the world we live in now. We need. I want music. I want music.
They'll probably take it to the union.
Oh you man, it's in his contract that he gets to hear P. Diddy twice during practice.
Might be on the negotiation table for his next time.
Oh Lord,
amazing.
Lord. All right, another wonderful day here at Bayou Sports. Start kicking off this Christmas month of December.
That's right, December 1st.
Yep. I got a birthday coming up. I'll hit the double nickel. The double nickel, baby. I can't drive 55.
Man alive.
I'll be the second to last person in the class of 84 of Catholic High to turn 55. Now, we had a couple that they got held back at earlier ages, so they're 56 already.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, Todd Judy's grew up right there off of near the sugar mill on the corner of Northside and what's the road that goes in front of the golf course in front of
Sugar Mill Road? Well, Sugar Mill Road. Yeah, it winds all the way
to Lorville.
And then Daspit, they got Daspit.
Yeah. So the corner of Sugar Mill Road and Northside Road,
well,
right
Northside
there.
Well, Northside turns
that's
into Danielle.
That's where the little Judy's farm was and that's where Todd was. I always remembered birthdays when I was a kid, and Todd was a December 28th birthday. And he was the only guy in the class younger than me. Brad Bondurant, who was a really good basketball player for us, his birthday is December 8th, which I always remember. It's the Immaculate Conception.
That's correct.
But he was held back as a youngster in Kentucky. He grew up. Yeah. His dad was actually an NFL football player for the Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah. Brad, big 6'4 guy, was a heck of a basketball player for us. Heck of a three-point shooter.
Really? That's right. They had the three-point shot when you played.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, they
didn't.
When I
think of it, and I say that only because of the alumni tournaments.
Oh, okay. Okay. You
know, look, my class, we don't talk about our basketball team in high school.
You and the 74 class, too.
Yeah. We don't talk about it. We went 3-18.
The 74 classes was 0-26.
I know that. That's Edward Landry and those guys.
That's right.
Yes. But what's funny is that I say what's funny, it's a darn shame. We had four different coaches in 4 years in basketball.
Really?
And look, none of them worth a squat, okay? And we had players. I mean, Keith Bell was a heck of a basketball player. Kempton Collins, heck of a basketball player.
Yeah, Kempton's tall.
Bradley Bondurant, heck of a basketball player. John Delahoussaye, a year younger than us, heck of a basketball player. We had the Schwing brothers. I mean, we had Paul Sylvester a year younger, you know? I'm not even throwing myself. I probably should have benched me, you know.
Play defense and rebound, I'm sure.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. I'd step on people's feet. I was good at that.
No, you grabbed the hair on
that. Yeah, I was a pretty good shooter. You know, yeah. I was a decent shooter, you know, distributor. But,
at the free throw line.
But we didn't come into our own until the alumni basketball tournament.
You grew up.
Yeah. We ended up being pretty darn good. Uh-huh. You know, pretty darn. We were a force to be reckoned with.
But you know
with.
What you do when you line up on the free throw line. You whoever taking a free throw, you grab the guy's hair on his legs, man.
Oh look,
and you pull his hair, and he worked for me.
I'll tell you the toughest assignment I ever drew was when Kempton came to me. He said, "I need you to cover Roy Green man to man all night long."
Did he push you all over the floor?
Well, I didn't let him because I played so dirty, and I told Roy from the get go. I said, "Roy, I am sorry from what I am about to do." I dug my knee in his thighs. I stepped on his feet. I tugged on him. And the thing is, that is the most calm human being in the world.
Really?
Because he should have killed me.
Yeah, good athlete, too.
I mean, every time he went to jump, I'm grabbing his shorts. I mean, I'm telling you, it was, you know, but it was, hey, it was so kill or be killed, man.
Would you fall out in the second quarter?
No, I'm sneaky now. I'm telling you.
Oh, I understand.
Okay. I know when they're looking.
Okay.
I know when the officials are looking.
You kind of gave him a tuck in the stomach when you go up for a
shot. Oh, no, no. It wasn't anything like that because I was scared he would literally grab me by my ankles, you know, like Bam Bam did, you know, back in the day. Bam, bam, bam. I mean, because Roy could have done that
to
him.
Oh, yeah. Big guy.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Make sure we stick around. We got Lee K coming up right after this with the Breakfast Club. And on behalf of our wonderful sponsors, Caffrey Real Estate, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Swing Insurance, Cane Roll Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, Quarter Tavern, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric, call Jonas at 944-4547, KK's Cafe, and a shout-out to Pat Brennan. He said, I loved playing against y'all in the alumni. I did too as well, Boomer. That was the good old days. We'll be back tomorrow with more Bayou Sports. Have a great day.